Scripture reading this morning is Ruth 3, verses 1 through 11. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, should I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? Is not Boaz our relative with whose young women you were? See, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Wash, therefore, and anoint yourself, and put on your cloak, and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. But when he lies down, observe the place where he lies. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do." And she replied, "All that you say I will do." So she went down to the threshing floor and did just as her mother-in-law had commanded her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. Then she came softly and uncovered his feet and lay down. At midnight the man was startled and turned over, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. He said, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your wings over your servant, for you are a redeemer." And he said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have made this last kindness greater than the first, in that you have not gone after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you ask, for all my fellow townsmen know that you are a worthy woman." This is the reading of God's word.
There was a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old who presented their mom a houseplant. And they had used their own money, and she was thrilled of what her children had done. But then the older of them looked at her and said with a sad face, "There was a bouquet that we really wanted to give you at the flower shop. It was really pretty, but it was too expensive. It had a ribbon on it that said, 'Rest in peace.' And we thought it would be just perfect since you are always asking for a little peace so that you can rest." I would say to you this morning that I hope all of our moms might get a little rest and peace today on Mother's Day, perhaps dinner or a special thank you. And I would say that we certainly appreciate all of the mothers here in our church. And really all the women here at Sunrise, we're thankful for you and we praise God for you as you are a part of this body. Today I'd like us to look at some special truths from the Word of God addressing women. If you want to take your Bibles and go to Proverbs 31. As you turn there, Proverbs 31, there was a woman who had just returned from a meeting of the National Organization for Women, often referred to as NOW. And as she returned, her 5-year-old daughter greeted her with the news that she wanted to be a nurse. She says, "Mom, I want to be a nurse when I grow up." "A nurse?" her mother exclaimed. "Listen, Lisa, just because you're a female doesn't mean you have to settle for being a nurse. You can be a surgeon, a lawyer, a banker. You can be the president of the United States. You can be anything you want." And the daughter asked, as she looked at her a little suspicious, and she said, "Anything? Anything that I want?" As she thought about it, her face was filled with ambition and then filled with enthusiasm as she looks at her mom and she says, "All right then, I'll be a horse." And I would say this, for generations in our culture, there's been faulty thinking regarding women. There has been a disproportionate focus on the achievement of position at the expense of development as a person. There is, I would say, an emphasis on status and equality to the detriment of character and virtue. See, women in our day face great pressure to conform to a mold of an ungodly view of who they are and what they ought to be. We must understand that what Scripture says about women. And what kind of woman does God desire a woman to be? So as you probably know, Proverbs 31, as we think about the chapter or the proverb there, and Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, contains this wonderful description of wisdom manifested in the virtuous character of a godly woman. These verses then give a glimpse of what kind of woman pleases God. The virtuous woman, the woman of excellence, the woman of noble character. These last 22 verses of the book of Proverbs are really an acrostic, each verse beginning with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet in order. In modern terms, we might title this section, A Noble Wife from A to Z. In this passage, we see the character of and virtues of a godly wife, of a godly woman, being laid before us as an ideal and a standard. The writer presented to his readers an ideal Hebrew woman, a model of virtue and character, which there is certainly a gap from that to our culture, and the time between today and the woman of Solomon's day. These qualities, these habits, these virtues and character apply to godly women of all ages. So my point is this morning, I'd like to take just a few moments and look at a few of these verses. We're not going to cover all of them in this text. But I want us to consider what kind of woman God desires each of the women in here today to be. A woman of noble character. A woman of noble character. The writer of Proverbs opens this passage with a rhetorical question. Look with me here at our text. Look at verse 10. It says, an excellent wife who can find, she is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and she will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. I'm going to jump down to verse 30. It says, charm is deceitful and beauty is gain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. That is the text we're going to look at today. Other than verse, I did read verse 13. We're not going to look at verse 13. But as we think about that, an excellent wife, who can find? This question sets up, if you will, what the following of this poem is going to describe a woman of virtue. The word virtue, it has a basic meaning of strength or might. It's used in different ways in Scripture. It's a very broad term. It's used to describe the power of God in Psalm 59, verse 11. The strength of men in Ecclesiastes 10:10. But when it is used of women, it has the idea of being worthy or noble or virtuous. The NIV translates this noble character, is how it says it, which I would say hits the nail pretty close to the head. That God desires women who know him, believers today, to be above all else women of noble character. Why? How is that possible? And let me just say the why and how is that possible. Those are the two questions that we're going to look at this morning. Why and how is that possible? That's what we're going to look at first. A woman of noble character is worthy of praise. Why? We're going to answer this from verses 10 through 12. This poem opens, if you will, with the expression of praise for women of virtue. He uses words like a woman of excellence, of noble character is worthy of praise, of the praise of her husband, of her children, of those whose lives she touches. Why is she worthy of praise? Why is she so worthy of this? First, what does he tell us in this text? First, she is a precious, precious treasure. Look again with me at verse 10. An excellent wife who could find. Notice, she is far more precious than jewels. Far more precious than jewels. This poem opens with the expression here for a woman of virtue. But why? Because she is more precious than treasure. This question, the question that I've asked you, makes the point of what a woman, a wife of virtue and of noble character is hard to find. She is rare. That's part of what makes her precious. Her value is far more or far above rubies or precious stones or precious jewels. In other words, we cannot put a price on the value of a woman of noble, godly, excellent character and virtue. You think about the parable of the one who goes and he digs in the field and he finds the treasure hidden and buried in the field. And what's the instruction? Go and sell all, everything you have, that you may obtain the field for that one treasure. Yet, in this text, what's it say is far more or far above that. The challenge is this to women, I would say, is, and the question is your heart set on being a woman of virtue? Is your heart set on being a woman of excellence, of noble character, that you might be a precious treasure? To the rest of us, to men and husbands, we should value our wives. We should value women as a precious treasure. We should treasure them more than we treasure possessions or positions. And we should value virtuous character in our wives and in women more than what they do. What women and wives do, let me just say, is really important. But what they do flows out of who they are. It flows out of who they are. If a woman is a woman of godly character, seeking to please God, honor Him, what she does in her home, how she in regard to her husband and her family, for others, it will be precious. It will be valuable and worthy of appreciation, because a woman of noble character is worthy of praise because she is a precious treasure. And secondly, he tells us another one. She is worthy of praise because she is trustworthy. Trustworthy. He says this also in verse 10. I'm sorry, verse 11. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. He will have no lack of gain. A woman of noble character, a virtuous woman, inspires the confidence of her husband. She has the deepest trust. He has the deepest trust in her. Sorry, I can't talk. She is completely reliable. She is completely loyal to her husband and her family and her responsibilities. She's unfailing in her character and her conduct in her home. As we look at the second part of this verse, many translations use the word gain in verse 11. When you think about that word gain, oftentimes that word usually refers to plunder or spoils being taken in war. But if you look at the context here, a better way to translate this may be because of the trustworthiness of his wife, the husband does not lack anything good. He is as rich as if he had the spoils of war. She is so trustworthy in the enterprise of the home that she brings great value, she brings great worth and even wealth to the family. So again, how do we apply this? How do we think about this? Ladies, are you trustworthy? And if you're here today and you're married, can your husband trust you? Can he have the utmost confidence in you? Does he trust that you are loyal to him? Does he trust that you are loyal to your home and your family? A woman of virtue, of noble character, can be completely trusted. But how unfortunate is it in our day that many men and women, husbands and wives, do not share that kind of confidence in each other? And so I would say, may I challenge the ladies? Be someone who is trustworthy. Be someone who is trustworthy. But also may I challenge the men in this, as your wife demonstrates godly virtue, you need to trust her and have confidence in her. Because a woman of noble character is worthy of praise because she's a precious treasure, because she's trustworthy. And the third thing that we see in this text is that she is a blessing. She is a blessing. She does what? She rewards him with good and not evil. She rewards him with good and not evil. The idea here is not that the virtuous woman will not sin against her husband, or morally good as opposed to morally evil, although true. But the idea actually in the text, what we find here, is what kind of woman is a benefit to her husband and not a detriment to him. That's what we find. She does him good. Her actions and her attitudes are not a liability to the well-being or the prosperity of their home, but they are an asset to her, to him and the home. Her actions and attitudes do her family and they do her home good, her husband good. But sadly, there are women and there are wives whose actions and attitudes are a liability to the well-being of the marriage. They're a liability to the home and to the families and ungodly lifestyles, seeking selfish desires. There are many who say, I want this and I deserve this. And why does so-and-so have this and I don't? Why can they do that and I can't? I have a right to this and this and this and this. And I would say to you that this kind of attitude can tear at the core of the family unit rather than being a blessing to the husband and the family. The sad thing is that it is a sad detriment, a cause of anguish and shame, and a curse to the husband and family. So why is the question we wanted to answer? Why is a woman of noble character worthy of praise, a virtuous woman, a woman of excellence? Because she is a blessing, a lifelong profit, a lifelong benefit to her husband, to her family. Ladies, can I challenge you? Be a blessing to your husbands. Be a blessing to your family. Be a blessing to others and not a liability. A woman of noble character, a virtuous woman, is worthy of praise, is a woman of great value to her husband, to her family, to her home. Her character is such that her worth cannot be measured. Her trustworthiness is unwavering. And I would say to you, as a result, she consistently brings that which is good and valuable to her home and her husband. So ladies, and really all women in here today, is it your desire to be a precious, trustworthy blessing to your home and your family? A woman of noble character is worthy of praise. But I told you the second thing that I wanted to look at today is, how is that possible? How is that possible? And I would say, a woman of noble character fears the Lord. Jump down with me to verse 30. As we think about verse 30, notice what it says. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. The writer begins with an expression of praise in verses 10 through 12. We just worked through that portion of the text. But then in the middle, verses 13 through 29, which we're not going to get into today, really what he does here is he expounds and he lays out the ways in which a woman demonstrates noble character, which a woman demonstrates virtue and excellence. This morning, I will not look at those. But as we look at verse 30 in this verse, what do we have here? We find the foundation of how a woman, of how a wife can be a woman of excellence, of how a woman can be a woman of virtue. The foundation of her noble character that is so worthy of praise that we just looked at in the first three verses that we looked at here together, the foundation of the noble woman's virtue is a right relationship with God. The value and character of the virtuous woman is a product of her submission to God. I read for you a bunch of questions that is commonly asked about, why can't I have this? Why can't I do that? Why this? Why that? What is the beauty of this passage is that everything that makes possible for a woman to be a woman of noble character is her relationship with her God. Not anything that she has, not the kinds of clothes she wears, not how beautiful she is. And that's directly what this passage speaks to, because it says, notice next, charm is deceitful. It's deceitful. And beauty is vain. I want to notice a couple significant truths about this. And this I would say, external qualities are not the source of godly character. External qualities are not the source of godly character. The value and character, the excellence of a woman of virtue does not originate, and it is not found in, it does not reside in her external beauty. And I'm not saying here this morning that beauty's wrong. I hope husbands, if you're here today and you're a husband and you're married, I hope you find your wife beautiful. But I'm also not saying that physical appearance or charm is bad. But what I am saying to you is that it does not produce godly character. It does not produce anything godly. In fact, what the scripture actually says is that it can be deceptive. It can be deceptive. It can be vain, meaning it can be fruitless. And I would say this, that a man who estimates the value and worth and preciousness of his wife merely on her external appearance is a sadly deceived man. Because there's many a beautiful wife who has at some point manifested an ugly in her heart. Ladies, while it's wonderful to cultivate your external appearance and look nice, please do more vital that it is, and do understand that it's more vital that you cultivate the virtues of your heart. What is it that you must cultivate? What does it mean to fear the Lord? The fear of God is the true foundation of godly virtue. He says here, but a woman who fears the Lord. The word fear is not just standing in terror or dread before God. What it's speaking of is a reverence for God, a piety, a good sense, reverent submission to God that leads to godly life, that honors and seeks to please Him in all that she does. A reverent submission that manifests itself in worship and trusting God, obeying Him and His word, seeking to serve Him, loving Him, living a life of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The woman of noble character who is worthy of praise recognizes who God is, and she lives reverently before Him. She yields to Him, submitting to His sovereign will, striving to live according to His word, wanting and desiring continually to honor God and please the Lord Jesus Christ in everything. This kind of life, this is the ground upon which a virtuous woman stands and grows. This is the very foundation that is needed if a woman is to be a virtuous woman. This is where the noble character and the virtue of the woman of excellence, that a precious treasure, that is trustworthy, that is a blessing to her husband and her family, this is where it comes from. Meaning that the opposite is true, that without a sincere love for God, a desire to honor Him, a proper reverence for Him, for His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the virtue, the nobility, the excellence that God desires in a woman will not develop. And it will not last. See, because this is the reality, is that long after bodily beauty and external charm has faded away, a woman who fears and loves and honors her Lord and her Savior, Jesus Christ, she will still be the same precious treasure that endures. That she will still be the same precious treasure who is worthy of praise and a blessing to her husband and her family. Ladies, do you fear the Lord? Do you have a reverent submission to God? Do you desire to worship and obey and serve Him? Do you trust Him? Do you love Christ? If you are not growing as a woman of noble character as you want to, as God wants you to, perhaps you need to examine your relationship with the Lord. Perhaps you don't have a reverence for Him like you ought. Husbands, do you encourage your wives? Do you help them? Do you support them in their relationship with Christ? Do you help to lead them in their thoughts and their prayers and their devotions to the Lord? Do you direct them to the Word of God, helping them to understand it, encouraging their relationship with God above all things? Maybe there's someone in here today, a woman here today, who would say, I don't even begin to know what to do with that. Anything you've talked about today, I don't know what to do with. I don't understand it. Maybe the only thing you know is what the world teaches about who a woman should be, how a woman should act, what a woman should pursue. I would say to you today, maybe you don't know Christ. Maybe you've never trusted Him as your Lord and Savior. That maybe you're separated from God and need to come to Christ with forgiveness and pardon, be born again. Because a woman of noble character who's going to be worthy of praise and have that foundational relationship with God, that can never happen outside of recognizing that you are a sinner in need of repentance and faith in the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. It is impossible for a woman or anyone else to please God, to walk with God, apart from Christ. In some ways, the writer of Proverbs 31 has presented what seems to be an impossible standard for women to meet. A woman of excellence, of noble character, of precious treasure, one who is trustworthy, one who is a blessing to all, one who has a devotion to God, one who is strong and true. In our day, she might be called a super mom or a super wife, or even, if you will, superwoman. How can she do it? What was the source of her virtue, the foundation of her noble character? And I would remind you, it was not her. It was not her beauty, nor her clothing, nor her position, nor her great energy, nor her diligence and discipline. But it was her fear of the Lord. This woman submitted and yielded her life to God. Ladies, can you be a virtuous woman, a woman of noble character? While the ideal of Proverbs 31 may seem far off, can you develop these qualities by the grace of God? You can be a noble woman, a woman of excellence, who is worthy of praise. If you will, above all else, fear the Lord, yield your life to Him today. For the virtuous woman fears God. As we look at this text, I hope that as we expound on just these couple of verses today, you don't think about this, if you're in here today, whether you are a single woman or a married woman. Are you a virtuous woman? And as you think about what that means, I hope you're not discouraged in that. But you know that it's achievable because of the work of God in one's life. I was going to say last night, but I don't think it was last night. I was talking to Karen, and I was telling her, one of the kids asked me, I think it was Emily, asked me what I was going to preach on today, and I said, Proverbs 31. And right away, she looks at my wife, and my wife looked at her, and she gave that kind of like, oh, here we go. Like, there's beautiful things in this text, but there's things about this text that make you go, really? I'm to be that? And really, I stand here today and say that by God's grace, you can be. By God's grace, many of you are. And you can be that woman of virtue who God desires you to be. Don't get caught up in what this world wants you to be and says you have to be. There's nothing about this message, and I hope you don't take it away, there's nothing about this message that's taking away from a woman who works and has a career and does this and does that. That's not what, even what I'm speaking to today. It's not what we're dealing with in this text. We're talking about the character of a woman. That's what the text is dealing with. Remember what I said in the beginning, that what a woman does will flow out of the character of who she is, who God is shaping and forming her to be. Be encouraged. God's word always sets the bar high. Men, you know this as well in our own lives. We know this to be true. But by God's grace and with God's help and the work of the Holy Spirit through the truth of his word, we can be, and specifically today, you as a woman can be, and the kind of, and have the kind of character, be the kind of woman and have the kind of character that God has called you to. But it's by God's grace. It's all God and the work of God. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for this text. I thank you for every woman seated in this room, those who couldn't be with us today, for every woman connected to Sunrise Bible Church. God, I thank you for each and every one. I thank you for the faithful ways in which they serve the body of Christ. I thank you for the faithful ways in which they serve their husbands and their homes. I thank you for the faithful ways in which they serve their families. And Lord, I know that we're speaking and talking to, it seems like, wives in this text. But yet, Lord, help the application to go beyond that. Lord, I pray that by your grace, you would help all the ladies, all the women in this room to be women of virtue, of excellent character, godly women, noble women, because of the foundation that is fixed in their relationship with Jesus Christ, that is fixed in their relationship with you, their God. And as you minister and you work in their own lives and their own hearts through the word of God, Lord, may that pour out of them. And may that be a blessing in their, to their husband and their home. May that be a blessing to their family. May that be a blessing to their church. I pray that you would protect them and watch over them. Keep them from the schemes and the wiles of the devil. Lord, pray that Satan and the world would not tear at the very core and the fabric of the character of a godly woman. May they not feel defeated or discouraged, but may they rise up and understand that it is only through your strength, your power, and through your word that these things are possible that we've looked at today. I pray that you would protect them, that you would keep them, and that, Lord, that you would help us as men of the church to show our appreciation, to care for the women that you have brought to Sunrise Bible Church. And Lord, for those of us in here today that are husbands, may we care well for our wives, first for her relationship with her God. May we give her time. May we give her opportunity. May we take care of the kids, take care of other responsibilities that, Lord, any other thing that would keep her or prevent her from being able to spend time with her God. May we be careful to protect the relationship that our wives need and desire to have with their Lord. We thank you for this day, and God, we pray that you would bless each and every mom here today. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.